You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Nothing is less cool than somebody trying to be cool. The meanest, richest jerk at school can learn how to skateboard, but it won't make him any less mean or any less of a jerk. Like an Olympic gold medal, coolness is something that needs to be earned. This is the paradox facing the Olympics as it tries to kickflip into a new era. It's very rich, and it's very often a jerk. It's spent decades resisting change, insisting the world will tune into archery, equestrian, and other sports whose relevance is connected to their Olympic status. The Olympics gave us a plate of green beans and Greco-Roman wrestling and told us to like it.
Yes!
But now, the Olympics are worried that they may have scared off a generation of viewers. The Tokyo Games will be the first in which a wave of cool new sports enter the Olympics. One of those sports is skateboarding. Like Steve Buscemi on 30 Rock, the Olympics is throwing on a backwards hat, slinging a skateboard over its shoulder, and saying,
"How do you do, fellow kids?"
The Olympics want to borrow skateboarding's cool. And that sparked a cultural debate among skaters. Some see skating as an art form that can't be bottled up and sold for mass consumption. Others, like world champion and gold medal hopeful Haymana Reynolds, welcome the air of legitimacy that the Olympics provides.
If you were to go up to any random businessman and you were to be like, "Hey, what is your thoughts on skateboarding?" I can probably guess the first thing he'd say is that those dang skateboarders are vandalizing my rail outside my business. Those dang skateboarders are just hanging out outside. I think that having skateboarding recognized as a real sport on the level, the highest level of competition, which is the Olympics, I think it's going to open the eyes of so many people.
Most sports would be thrilled to be in the Olympics, but skateboarding isn't like most sports. Does skateboarding need the Olympics, or do the Olympics need skateboarding? This is the Ringer Guide to the Summer Games. I'm your host, Roger Sherman. Today's sport of the day, skateboarding. The line between the Olympics and the X Games is blurring. It began when the Winter Olympics added snowboarding in 1998. The International Ski Federation said that snowboarding was actually a part of skiing and should be added to the Olympics as a result. The Olympics got to add a cool new sport without having to split the money with a new international organization. A similar thing happened when the Summer Games embraced BMX. Cycling was already a part of the Olympics. So the cycling people added BMX to the program in 2008. Every sport wants to look cooler. In 2024, we'll see the debut of a discipline called Extreme Canoe.
Yeah! Extreme canoe!
Oh my god!
I don't know what makes canoeing extreme, but I assume it must have explosions! But there's only so much cool factor that you can put into canoeing. To change the way the Olympics look, the IOC has to add new sports and split money with new organizations. For decades, it was strongly against that. Now, the Olympics have a policy that allows host cities to add up to 5 sports to a given program, not as full-time events, but temporary ones. 3 of the 5 sports Tokyo picked have been part of the X Games: surfing, skateboarding, and sport climbing. The 2024 Paris Committee added breakdancing, which has raised some eyebrows because breakdancing was never intended to be a sport. Is skating a sport? That's a tough question, even for those who are competing in skateboarding at the Olympics. Here's Alexis Sablon, who will represent Team USA in Tokyo on HBO's Real Sports.
There is this like sportification of skateboarding happening, but skateboarding itself is not a sport.
It's an Olympic sport.
Some people call it like a, I don't know, a lifestyle or an art, or all the words sound really cheesy to me. Like dancing, it's like, is dancing a sport? It's physical, but it's also a kind of expression. Maybe it's closer to that.
There have been skating competitions since the 1960s. The X Games have been on TV since 1995. But skateboarding is famously rebellious. And the $1 billion Olympics seems like something it would absolutely rebel against. There's a reason that Olympic song isn't on the soundtrack for Tony Hawk's Underground. Can you imagine landing tricks with this in the background? Maybe we could put some drums and DJ scratches over it. Some of the biggest names in skateboarding have expressed hesitance about the move to the Olympics. Bob Burnquist, winner of 30 X Games medals, tweeted in 2011 that Olympic skateboarding was a horrible idea. Even Tony Hawk isn't sold on the appeal of Olympic skateboarding. Here's an interview he did with Yahoo.
I have a bit of a mixed feeling, obviously, about the Olympics, because I feel like we were never looking for their validation. And if anything, they need our cool factor for their summer games to bring in a younger viewership.
But now that skateboarding at the Olympics is happening, many skaters have come around. Burnquist will be with the Brazilian delegation in a behind-the-scenes capacity in Tokyo. Hawk will work as a commentator for NBC. The hand-wringing about skateboarding's essence has been fun, but it's going to be more fun to watch the world's best skaters land the world's toughest tricks on the world's biggest stage. Heimanu Reynolds calls himself a contest skater, a phrase that probably sickens some OG skaters to their stomachs. But talk to him for even a few minutes, and you'll come away thinking he is the most skateboarder guy you have ever met. Reynolds is from Hawaii. He lives in Southern California. He has painted black fingernails, long flowing hair, and a tan that lets you know he's been outside skating all day. And he talks like this.
Skateboarding is kind of known as an independent sport. So when we ride our skateboards, we don't have any rules whatsoever. We are, I guess we're like artists. Let's say the skate park is our canvas, our skateboard is the paintbrush, and we're the painter.
Reynolds likes to skate shirtless, which honestly, I get. He has great abs. When I asked whether that'll fly on the Olympic stage, he answered like a true skateboarder.
I've been asked that a couple times, and honestly, I'm not sure. I mean, I could definitely look into it a little harder, but the less questions I ask, the easier it is to get away with something.
The swimmers don't wear shirts.
That is very true.
The same should go for skaters. It's your uniform.
Exactly.
Reynolds says he sees the Olympics as an opportunity to maximize his potential as a skater.
It wasn't until after I graduated high school that I was like, okay, I don't want to go to college. I don't want to go get a real job. I want to ride my skateboard for the rest of my life. So I need to put in the work as if this is my job. I need to go work out. I need to train.
This is where the Olympics came in.
When the whole Olympics started becoming less of an idea and more of a goal, I kind of changed my outlook on how I want to train, but more wanting to train like an athlete going to the Olympics. I need to be in the best physical shape that I can so that I can be the athlete that belongs on the stage of the Olympics.
Skateboarding doesn't belong in a suit and tie, or in Reynolds' case, in a shirt of any kind. And it's hard not to feel dirty about the IOC so blatantly co-opting fun and youthful sports in an attempt to boost their ratings. But the question shouldn't be whether skateboarding needs the Olympics. It's whether being in the Olympics helps or hurts skateboarding long-term. Skating looks awesome. Whether it's some kid trying to land basic tricks in a parking lot, or an Olympian trying to nail the toughest moves in the world, skateboarding has room for both. It's definitely an art form. And Reynolds would definitely look cool with an Olympic gold medal. I'd like to thank our associate producers, Erica Cervantes and Lonnie Rinaldo, who literally made these episodes. Additional thanks go to Ben Glicksman and Arjuna Ramgopal. I'd especially like to thank the Ringer's fact-checking team for making sure I didn't say anything wrong in these episodes. And I'd like to thank you for listening.